Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. Continue with Pel Yoyitz discussing Binyan, the Shana 185, building. And we had mentioned that a person, when he starts the building process, construction, he should make sure that he has double keflayim, ala sheramdu, keflayim, he has double of the estimate that he was told by the contractor, because things go out of hand. Sometimes things that cost more than you anticipated. And at the end of the day, if you want to get the job done, make sure you have more money in the bank. Continues the Pel Yoyitz. It appears that it would be better that you should buy a structure that's already built. Now, in those days, it was maybe a little different. Most of us are buying a house that has already been built. Of course, a person can buy a house and build it from scratch. He's suggesting, if it's possible to buy a house that's already been built, that's great. Shehudover sheyesh lekitzva, something which is set price. Nimtzo liknois bezol bliterchad, you could buy it for less, and without so much of a burden. Of course, practically speaking, you have to know. Sometimes you're moving to a location, and to build a house is the best thing. Okay. Omna, he brings a Zoya Kodesh, which you have to know how to apply to it, how it applies to our situation. But the Zoya Kodesh says in Parashat Tezriya, that he says, Meforish, Yoitze She'ein Liknos Bayez Boni Mi'akum Afilo Bechinam. He says, don't buy a house from an Akum, an idol worshiper, even if for free. She'akum Kishaboyne Beisoy, when the idol worshiper builds a house, he mentions the Avodah Zarah when he builds a house, and the Sitra Achra, the Yetzahara, the Tumah, the impurity, the Shmutz clings to the house, is Shayrabah. He says it never leaves the house. And a person who lives there, chas v'shalom, could be damaged by this sitra achra, the tumah, the impurity that was brought into the house by this idol worshiper. And that's the understanding of the neged tzaras, that was seen in the house. Yitzu as a bayis, to smash the walls of the house, v'savonav, v'seitzav, the walls and its wood as well. Now, practically speaking, let's discuss a few things. Number one, most non-Jews, the Gemara already talks about this, the Ran speaks about this, and the Avodah Zarah, are not really too religious in their religion. I'll tell you a quick story. I once was getting my car detailed. A cat snuck into a car of mine, and was there, and we had to, once we got the cat out, we had to get it detailed. And the person was driving me back. You know, you drop your car off in that place, and then he was driving me home. And it was around Kratzmach season, around December 25th, that time of year. And he's telling me how a certain Yid, a certain Jew in town where I live, was explaining to him all the Jewish religions. He says to me, Passover, that's a holiday I really, really like. Now, of course he likes it. As a detailer, you make a lot of money during Passover, the Pesach season. And he says to me, I myself, I'm not really too religious. I don't really follow my religion too much. And it's interesting because even by the Goyim, they're trying to mechazik, to strengthen their followers to come back to their religion. And this person was a big football fan. That was his religion. So number one, I'm telling you this because a lot of the non-Jews, they're not really religious. They're just doing mitzvah sanoshim ulamada, to use that term. They're doing things out of rote. They're not really religious. There are those, therefore you don't be as worried if, you know, the idol worshiper, there's not really idol worshipers really for the most part building your house. There are those that do paint over the house. They do paint the house, and when you paint the house, they talk about it that like it takes away, it covers up the tumah, the impurities, which is, you know, not an uncommon thing when you move into a house. First you paint it for many reasons, aesthetically, that's one reason, and there's also a spiritual reason, which I've heard as well. He says further, Tachlis b'niyas habayis. What's the reason you should build a house? To live in the house of Kedusha. He says, Loichein kishiso b'ne beis of tzedek. When a Yid builds a house with righteousness, with honesty, the haino shizor shiyev imomen shel heter. The money that's being used was money that was acquired in proper, halachically correct ways. He says, when you plant and when you start the foundation, you pour the cement for the foundation, Yivaris Ichoyusov Shemais Lashem Shemaim Yishbaich Sichoy. The same way, there's an Inyan. Now, when a person is cooking, getting ready for Shabbos, you say, the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, that what you're doing is for Kavod Shabbos, for the honor of Shabbos. So too, you should say that when you're putting down the foundation for the house, when you're building something for the house, it should be L'tachlis Kedusha, that the house should be used for a place, Rakosh Baruch Hu, Shechina, to rest there. That the house should be a place of Torah, of Chesed, of doing mitzvahs, of Hachnasas Orchim, inviting people. A house should be a base vat for Chachamim, a place where Talmidei Chachamim can gather together. A house where you have Shiurim in the house. That's what he tells us over here. And you should say this. That's when you build, that's why you want the house. You want to have, let's say, a larger house, so you could have more guests, and you could have more Torah in the house, you have Shiurim in the house. It says it's important for us, HaKadusha Shoyrisham. The Kedusha will rest in such a house like this. V'chol mash emoitzi, and every time you say it, Yoimashu lebinyan bayis leyoyis miyushav la'avoyis Hashem Yisbarach. It should be a binyan bayis, a place for avoyis Hashem, for doing mitzvahs in the house. V'chol mash emarbe lehask Hashem Shemayim ala binyan hu yoyse toiv. And the more that you mention Shem Shemayim in the house, that you want to do mitzvahs in the house, it brings more Kedusha, Shefa Bracha and Kedusha into your homes.